Dave Peters teaches at Iowa State University and does research
on population demographics and rural social change.
He also works for the university's Extension Service, a job that has alerted him to something about the state's rural communities. Some stand out.
You could tell when you walked into certain towns there was this vitality, where in other towns it was absent.
To find out why, Peters and his research team studied about 100 Iowa towns. They found that a handful, but only a handful, were faring better than the rest. Towns that Peters says are shrinking smarter.
Shrink smart communities are those communities that saw faster than average declines in population, but also had above average gains in quality of life.
In shrink smart towns, Peters says, a wide range of people step up to take on challenges. They work across racial and class lines, and they're quick to forgive and move on when something doesn't work. There's a freedom to try new things, even if they fail. But in what Peters and his team call withering towns, people tend to see their problems as insurmountable. So they sit back and leave the heavy lifting to elected officials and then blame them when things don't improve.
Once there's a failed project, the community turns nasty. People that were involved in that project are stigmatized. And then, of course, nobody wants to take the risk of trying to do anything.
Instead of spending money to recruit businesses, Peters says shrink smart communities focus on quality of life projects that make them more attractive to workers, which in turn makes them more attractive to employers. Those things can range from arts programs to expanding affordable housing and daycare options for young working families.
Okay, so out here we've got two separate play areas sectioned off, one for the younger infants and then one for the older kids.
That's Nick Pools, a British transplant to rural Kansas, leading a tour of the new child care center in Phillipsburg, a town of about 2,500 in northwest Kansas. As the county's economic development director, Pools knew that a lack of daycare slots made it hard for local businesses to draw in workers.
They could have a really great candidate come to the community to interview for a good position. One of the first questions they ask is, what's the availability of daycare in your community?
Because the research hasn't yet extended beyond Iowa, there aren't any certified shrink smart towns in Kansas. But Phillipsburg looks to be getting some of the essential things right. In addition to the daycare project, several local businesses are part of an effort to keep young people in the area. Sponsored by Nextech, a regional communications company, the program pays high school and college students to intern at area businesses. The goal, says program director Jackie Beckman, is to convince them they don't have to live in big cities to have rewarding careers.
They can be successful, they can stay here, there are opportunities here, and we're here to showcase that.
And then just an overview, it was just a really cool experience. It was my first, like, real job. So.
It's graduation day, and the interns are talking about their summer job.
And I just want to thank you all for this experience. It was awesome.
Beckman can't yet document the program's effectiveness with hard numbers. But in 8 years, participation has grown from 4 students to 84. Rachel Muirhead interned at the Hayes Arts Center.
Before this internship, I probably would have said that I never would come back to Hayes, my hometown, ever again. But after this internship, I really learned that Hayes has a lot to offer, especially with the arts.
Things like the internship program, Peters says, send the right signals to prospective residents and employers.
They see how progressive your town is, how they're open to change, they're looking to move forward, that becomes infectious.
The difference between a rural town that's given up and one that's determined to buck the trends, no matter how long the odds. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Jim McLean.